From the heart of a 20-second delay live on Facebook, this is Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 podcast. What's up, guys? My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, we have the usual gang obese, starting with the bearded dragon, Jesse Kimball.
Did you just call us all obese?
The gang.
That's what I am.
The gang obese.
Because Shelby is very thin.
None of us are obese, Jesse.
Yeah.
Also with us tonight, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
Who Jesse insulted.
Yeah, that's fine.
I did not.
Have a new coloring page this week, and I am only using these 5 markers to color it.
Now flip.
Which I chose at random.
Now flip Jesse off. Nice.
I'm not gonna flip Jesse off.
Lindsay,
I didn't insult Lindsay.
Your room looks lovely, by the way.
Thank you.
You also
love this coloring over here.
You also look lovely. Your hair looks really nice.
I didn't do shit with it.
Yeah, that's how I used to be too, back in the old days. I see also you have some type of pineapple chicken back there.
Georgie!
Hey, Georgie!
I love Georgie. He's adorable.
Oh, that got Tanner's attention.
He's a pineapple duck, by the way, not a chick.
Also with us tonight, Shelby Jackson.
Hello.
Who is lovely and incandescent.
I'm a light bulb.
We know big words.
and the man himself, Tanner Calvert.
Oh, hi.
You know, Shannon, one thing that might help with your
His
hair,
reaction was as flat as my hair. What's that?
So right now I'm just using wireless earbuds?
Mm-hmm. No.
I have the headset going.
No.
That might help a little bit.
No, the headset actually helps. It draws attention away from the rest of my face.
He was mad about his hair before this.
That's true.
He's just ready for a haircut again, that's all.
It's true, too. It's getting.
I can cut it for you.
It's getting long in the back, but it's still shorter up front, I'm getting dangerously close to a mullet.
And how it's doing that, like at all?
I don't either. I guess you know, the front didn't get the memo that the back gave him about the party. It's all business. It's all business up front. All right.
Like, no, we're staying in tonight. It's fine.
Yeah, we're staying in tonight. We're going to play Hungry Hungry Hippos. And according to Jesse, that's the cast of Podzilla 1985.
You're the one that called us obese.
Minus Shelby.
you called us obese.
Well, I mean, there's only 4 hippos on the game board. So.
Also, you're discounting literally the skinniest person on the show, maybe the skinniest person in the world, Ryan Casper. Because you've never met Kaz. Well, you've met Kaz. Dude weighs, I think, 40 pounds soaking wet.
Several times.
Look, I don't remember who you meet and who you don't meet.
I think I've met, like, most people you know.
Literally, most people I know at this point are in the room right now, so.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, anybody you regularly talk about that I haven't met.
I don't think you ever met Maria.
Nope, definitely have never met Maria.
Tanner, you got a Red Bull there?
No, hell no.
What are you drinking?
I don't want to say. It's not alcohol. I mean,
well, then why don't you say? They save the alcohol for Friday at this point. Oh, okay, gotcha. Gotcha. I will, you know what, you have my word, tomorrow for horse time, I'm going to bring a bottle of Jack, and I'm going to drink the entire thing on the show.
Don't do that.
That's what I'm going to do.
Don't be that guy.
I'm going to be that guy. Because you know what?
Don't be that guy, because you still have to pick me up from work.
Oh, I'm just buzzed. Don't worry about it.
And instead, Lindsay will have to, like, grab you, like, you know, in the ambulance on the way there. Just call the ambulance, like, okay, so he needs his stomach pumped. Also, if you wouldn't mind stopping by Hibbett's, I need a ride.
The amber lamps.
Yeah, that's real classy.
Okay.
It's Cape. I'm sure they're used to it.
So for those of you that are watching the live stream and you're going like, Shannon, where's that badass? Where'd you get that badass? What is it called? Sock hat? Puppet hat?
Beanie? Whatever puppet you want to call hat. It.
Whatever it is. You'll see it says The Fix with double H on it. Before Hunter, well, actually, yeah, before Hunter was a regular on Podzilla because he kind of introduced us to it, he was the DJ for Real Rock 99.3, and he had his own show, The Fix, with Double H, and he was kind enough to send me this hat. So I'm sporting it tonight because my hair is a fucking mess, and I'm a piece of garbage, and people like me shouldn't reproduce, and that doesn't look like that's ever going to be a problem. So with that said, let's start.
Jesus Christ.
I'm on fire tonight. I'm all jazzed up on Mountain Dew. All right.
You don't even drink Mountain Dew.
That's because it's terrible.
Easy.
Fuck. See, Tanner can't see my reaction, but he can't see his.
Tanner went full meerkat.
Tanner, I want you to look in the live feed in about 20 seconds to see my reaction to you. All right. Let's see. Let's pop. It's full on dolphin. Anyway. Okay. So let's start off the show with the motherfucker of the week. Jesse, you ready for the motherfucker of the week?
Always. I'm always ready for the motherfucker of the week.
Lindsay, who's the motherfucker of the week this week?
I don't know.
Gina Carano.
Okay.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
A round of applause for Gina Carano. So Gina Carano, if you don't know, she is a former UFC fighter. She is an actress, or at least she was an actress until a couple days ago.
She's still technically an actress, just an unemployed one.
Just like I'm technically in a relationship, I'm just unemployed in that relationship.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't have to because it's my show. So, I wish you guys could see my instant reactions.
Well, we can't because you couldn't get the equipment to work right tonight.
Yeah,
because the camera looked slightly not as good as you wanted it to.
Not being able to get the equipment to work right. I'm pretty sure that's why Allie left me. Anyway, so okay, moving on. We'll cut that out of the show. That's at about 5 minutes in. Anyway, I kid. That's what we do, isn't it? We bring the humor to make us feel better about the fact that we're impotent. So, Gina Carano. The best part is that relationships don't just end with me. I make sure I scorch the bridge until
on to your motherfucker of the week and quit going on this.
Until the ghost can't even walk across. Jesus Christ. Good idea. When did you guys turn on me so fucking hard?
About the time you turned on yourself so fucking hard.
It's the kids love it. Gina Carano, tell us what she said, Jesse. Fine. I will hand the show over to you. I'm going under the desk and I'm just going to have the puppet out.
Okay. Gina Carano basically said being a Republican nowadays is similar, if not worse, than being a Jew in Germany during World War II.
Yes. And can you still hear me?
I can still hear you.
Yeah, this ain't going to work. This isn't going to work. Did you say unfortunately?
What?
I can mute you. Anyway.
Derek the Fix is way cooler than D-Generation X.
I don't know if I'd say that.
Maybe it's not. I wasn't a fan of wrestling at the time, so.
It's all right. They overstayed their welcome. Like a certain someone I know.
Oh, God, watching you on the stream, like, you're just kind of, like, tilted to the side. I thought you were going to go, like, underneath the table.
Well, I would, but I got my lighting right behind me. I'm afraid my chair will hit it. Anyway, back to the point. I'll stop kidding around. This isn't the time nor place for jokes. Gina Carano started The Mandalorian, made some stupid comments yesterday, and I was first alerted to it, actually, by Maria, who sent me a thing that she had seen her friend post about it. And I didn't know about this particular one, but I did know about, you know, all the other instances that Gina Carano had of saying stupid things.
She's big into, like, she was very public about voter fraud She was definitely one of the big proponents that the Democrats stole the election. She's also big time anti-mask.
Yeah. If one of the things she posted other than that was a picture of a guy with masks all over his face, and it said, meanwhile in California, she's one of the people we make fun of on the show quite often. And I didn't know about that. I didn't know she was so into it until a couple of months ago. And apparently Disney has been wanting to fire her. According to reports, they've been wanting to fire her for months. So this thing that she posted about the Nazis and the Jews and the Republicans was the straw that broke the camel's back. And they let her go. Rightfully so, I guess. I don't know.
No, those things like that. I get that on Disney's part, because the last thing that Walt Disney needs right now is any sort of like anything vaguely resembling anti-Semitism involved in their company.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And I guess the biggest thing I wanted to touch on with this story was the fact that a lot of people are crying out about cancel culture and, oh, cancel culture strikes again. But what you have to realize about cancel culture is that this is not that, because cancel culture is, you know, where they silence somebody because they don't like what they're saying. Gina Carano can say whatever she wants. She can go on Twitter and say whatever dumbass thing she wants to say, as long as it's not, you know, to the level of like a Donald Trump or, you know, whatnot, where it's inciting danger. But just because you have the right to say whatever you want to say doesn't mean that you are free of consequence for the words that you say. So Disney had every right to fire her. It's their company. If they don't like what she's saying, they can fire her, but she can still go online and say what she wants to say. I think people love throwing around the term cancel culture now so much that it's becoming irritating to hear. Every time I hear someone say, oh, this is cancel culture again, I get a little angry, because it's like they don't understand the definition of what cancel culture actually is. Gina Carano was
precisely it. They don't.
I'm actually kind of confused, because I was also under the impression that cancel culture was canceling somebody for expressing views they disagree with.
Yeah, but she wasn't. I mean, it's not like Twitter canceled her.
Well, no, like the show did.
Right.
Because like I heard it a lot, like cancel culture. The first time I heard it a whole bunch was like Roseanne. Yeah. Roseanne got canceled because, you know, she's a piece of human garbage. And then, you know, the show came back as the Conners with basically the everything that was good about the show.
John Goodman.
Yes. That was it.
That's all you need.
That's really all you need. But that's what I was under the impression. Like, yeah, like Gina Carano did get canceled. But I don't think that it was like necessarily Twitter outrage. Like, it wasn't Twitter followers that did it. Like, Disney did that independent of the hashtag that was going around.
Okay. But do you think if they hadn't done that, if they hadn't done this hashtag, if they hadn't made such a big deal out of it once again, do you think Disney would have done anything?
No, that's actually what I mean. Like, I think Disney would have fired her regardless as soon as they saw that message.
See, I don't know if I believe that. I think because she's already said so many things. I mean, assuming, yeah, it sounds like they wanted to get rid of her anyway. And whether that's because of what she said, or maybe she's just difficult to work with, you know, I don't know. But I feel like, especially with, you know, the rumor was that she was going to be a big part of the new Republic show that was coming to Disney Plus or whatever. That was, you know, they were going to maybe not center that around her, but she was definitely going to be a big part of it. And The Mandalorian season 2 really led into that. I feel like they would have kept her around just because she was a moneymaker for them. But whenever you put enough attention on something negative like that, you kind of force their hand a little bit. I am not 100% convinced that Disney would have fired her had it not been another public relation nightmare for them. And maybe, well, I'm wrong.
She was already on thin ice anyway with the previous comments she's made on the interwebs, on
social media and everything. But like that's what I'm saying though. Like, everybody saw it and like they were tweeting about it. So then, like, I guess going back to like, this is kind of all irrelevant. What do you think cancel culture is, if not this?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
think I'm confused on what you're thinking here.
I just assume cancel culture is when you silence somebody, you don't let them state their opinion. And I guess you're right. I would concede defeat that I guess this is the definition of cancel culture, but I don't know. Because cancel culture makes them sound like they're a martyr. It makes it sound like they're some victim of a conspiracy against free speech. And like,
and that's exactly what the, like, anybody that's talked about cancel culture, that's exactly their intent, is to like put a negative stigma on it. Like, yeah, they're like, I hate all this PC cancel culture, because you hear PC in front of it a whole lot.
Yeah. Yeah, because
yeah, yeah, like,
you get situations where, like in the Johnny Depp situation, where he's canceled, and like, you see people who normally come out and agree with what you're saying, Jesse, but then they come out and saying that, well, this cancel culture everybody's talking about, this is what's getting Johnny Depp, even though he's been proven innocent to an extent, and it's been proven that none of this happened. He was still canceled.
Because, well, no, I mean, the, like, he got the big apologize and everything from it. Like, once, like, it came out that, like, no, he was actually the victim, because there was, like, because they released recordings about that.
We've
he was still canceled, though. Like,
well, okay, but we've been through this a number of times. You, me, and Hunter went around and around on this. Like, just because Johnny Depp was free of certain things that was said, it doesn't mean that he didn't do anything wrong. He still did wrong things. So his whole cancel culture wasn't based on one specific thing. It was based on a couple different things. It was.
It was based solely on the fact that he was accused of beating Amber Heard.
And it was never proven that he didn't beat her.
It was proven that she chopped his finger off before anything happened.
I mean, so it was proven that they went both ways. Like, I don't say, if I remember correctly, your problem with it wasn't so much the fact that he got canceled for that. It was the fact that she was still okay to have her career.
That was.
And he got in trouble, because what Johnny Depp did was shitty. So, you know, should they both have been canceled?
So,
possibly.
But like, slapping somebody after they've cut your finger off, and yet the person who cut the finger off, nothing's happened to them. No, like, she's still on track to star in the next Aquaman. And all that.
Well, I guess maybe Tanner's point is more that, like, people kind of jump the gun. Like, it comes out, like, you know, somebody says, like, you know, this happened, and like, without any sort of like proof or evidence or anything like that, they're just like, nope, canceled, bye.
But also, still, my issue is the fact that it came out. No, she started it. She beat him a lot, and then it culminated in her cutting his finger off, and then that's when he retaliated. Which, I'm not gonna lie, I would never lay a hand on a woman. But I don't care who you are. If you cut my finger off, I'm going to have a problem.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, from my understanding, like, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp are both pieces of shit in this situation. And, but like, all we really have is, like, I guess a recording of her saying some shit, but we don't have any recording of her actually doing anything. And then, so it's basically both of them just saying shit.
So, but yeah, again, my big issue with it was that Warner Brothers, the company, Warner Brothers, was ready to get rid of Johnny Depp on the spot after everything, and then yet is still allowing her to be in this giant role in Aquaman. And it just...
Because I see what you're saying, because both of them are WB.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's incredibly dangerous to go to, though, because to say that, you know, oh, we jumped the gun on this particular thing with Amber Heard, I mean, how many cases do you see now where an accusation, you know, takes someone down without proof? It happens literally all the time. So we can't say that it's okay for these other people, but for Amber Heard, like, she's a liar. Like, where do you draw the line there?
Here's the problem with that argument, though. The proof is in the recordings that Jesse was talking about. In the recording, she admits that she cut his finger off. And then ask him, why do you keep bringing that up?
Okay. So, like, I also want to know, like, the... Because we don't know what happened there. Like, it could have been one of those things that, like, you know, she was doing something she shouldn't have done, like, in anger towards him, and accidentally cut off his finger. Or, like, he just... Because I have a hard time believing that she intentionally, maliciously cut off a piece or his finger, and then he stuck around for any amount of time.
I think you're also discounting, what about, all right, the pictures of his finger? What about the pictures of her bloodied face? What about the pictures of her bruises?
As far as I'm aware, there are no pictures of his finger getting cut off. It's just saying that she did it. No, why do you keep bringing it up?
There is.
There's a video of him at a press conference where someone else in the film is asking a question, and the actress next to him kind of grabs his hand, and you can see her mouth and what happened to your finger.
There is a picture. Like, I'll back Tanner on this. I'm looking at it right now. If you just look up Johnny Depp Amber Heard, there's a picture of his bruises and his bloody finger. There's also pictures of her bruises and her beaten face. So I'm with Jesse on the fact that I think it sounds like they're both trash people, and like they should both be canceled. Michaela said it was a toxic relationship. Yeah, pretty much. And I like Johnny Depp. I like Johnny Depp more than I like Amber Heard. But like,
I need to go both ways though. That's my problem with this situation.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think both of them should be, but should they be canceled? Like, did we talk about this the other day? We were talking about Michael Vick, and it was, you know, how much does someone have to do to redeem themselves to where they deserve a chance? Like, what would Johnny Depp or Amber Heard have to do to earn that second chance where they get to act again and not have that stigma? Because, I mean, look at Chris Brown. Chris Brown beat Rihanna senseless. I mean, he is still
like a super violent, angry motherfucker.
So he didn't do, as far as I'm concerned, Chris Brown, and maybe I'm wrong. You guys can show me the evidence.
Brown is a piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't think Chris Brown did anything to really earn his redemption. He just kept going forward, and people defended him after he beat Rihanna. They defended him, and you know, I'm looking at the.
One of the lyrics of her songs was sticks and stones can break my bones, but chains and whips excite me. They took that song and that lyric and turned it against her and used it against her as an argument in favor of Chris Brown.
As people are garbage too. I'm also looking at the chat here. Maria said he had ties with Manson, and you know, if you're in the chat, you can read that obviously, but that brings up something else we haven't talked about, which is Marilyn Manson also on the chopping block now for the things that he did to his ex-wife or ex-girlfriend Evan Rachel Wood and other women apparently. And it's like, Jesus Christ, man. And now Jesse, I don't know if you heard about this, but Charisma Carpenter, who played Lindsay, help me out.
It's Joss Whedon.
Yeah,
Cordelia. Cordelia.
Cordelia Chase on Buffy and then Angel. After the Ray Fisher investigation, where Ray Fisher, who played Cyborg in the Justice League movie, kind of accused Joss Whedon of being abusive and having a toxic set, Charisma Carpenter backed him up and said that she detailed all this abuse that she suffered on the set of Buffy and Angel. And then today, Sarah Michelle Gellar put out a statement saying that she's proud to, and I'm paraphrasing, but she's proud to have her name associated with Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but she doesn't want to have her name associated with Joss Whedon. So not confirming nor denying, but saying she supports the people that speak out, and also I don't want my name associated with him. So like, Joss Whedon is probably on the chopping block at this point too, which I had never heard anything bad about Joss Whedon. I always thought Joss Whedon was the savior of comic books. Now he could be a piece of shit.
I mean, it's another one, I guess, the whole Me Too thing. Like, nobody wanted to bash Joss Whedon because he does have a lot of influence and power in that world.
And back to Tanner's point about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, it's in that, you know, she said, he said thing, and we just believe people upon an accusation. Part of that is because so many people who are rich and powerful, like your Joss Whedons and your Harvey Weinsteins, get away with the things they get away with because there isn't evidence to back it up. They're either very careful, or the people that it happened to didn't keep the evidence because they were too scared to come forward. So now you have people coming forward with these stories, and we have to choose, do we believe them or do we not believe them?
I was curious about the finger cutting off thing. I wanted to know how something like that happens. And did you guys see the story of how it happened?
It wasn't actually a finger getting cut off, was it? It was
he lost a chunk of his index finger because his hand was on the counter and she chucked a vodka bottle at him, and it shattered on the counter in a rogue piece of glass. Went up and chopped a chunk of his finger off.
Which, okay, is better, but it doesn't discount the fact that she threw a fucking bottle at him, you know?
She threw a bottle at him. Basically just had like a temper tantrum.
Well, yeah, okay. She threw a bottle at him. I feel like if she actually wanted to hit him with it, I'm not defending Amber Heard, like she's so shitty for throwing fucking glass at an individual, even in their general direction.
Well, and
but in
she,
like 100% fairness, if you wanted to hit somebody with a bottle, like that's not that hard of a toss.
Well, she also admitted in audio recordings that she had hit Johnny Depp. Like it's
documented that it went both ways.
Yeah, 100%. Like I'm still saying, Amber Heard is still real shitty in this situation.
Yeah. Well, it turns out lots of people are shitty.
That's my issue with the situation: the fact that she's not being held accountable.
I saw that. No, Cass.
She should be. She should be too.
But it's
still bad.
But the extent of Johnny Depp's quote unquote cancel culture is that he lost his role in The Hobbit, or what is it? What is it?
Fantastic Beasts and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, Tanner left. Okay, he's gone. Tanner, come back. Tanner, there you go.
Tanner now just like closes that. He doesn't actually leave.
He just closes the video. Yeah. So, to circle all the way back around to Gina Carano, and we just went off a huge tangent there. She's fired by Lucasfilms. They said she's not working for us anymore. She is now gone. That is where it is. And she's a motherfucker for the things that she said. But it turns out also a motherfucker this week, as we've just learned, Marilyn Manson, Joss Whedon, Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, Chris Brown gets motherfucker of the millennium. We're going to put him up there with them, with Donald Trump. It's rough, man. It's rough. That football player, what's his name? Chad Wheeler or something like that. The one that beat his girlfriend because he was on he stopped taking his medication and he had like a psychotic episode and he told her to bow down to him. And when she refused, he beat the shit out of her and like broke her arm.
I didn't actually hear about this.
Yeah. It's rough. Yeah. Jesus Christ. What's wrong with people? Okay. Let's move on. Cause I had a whole list of topics I was going to talk about. I actually did like some ideas for stories on this show. Tessica Brown. Let's talk about Tessica Brown briefly. There's not much to say. I was going to have pictures and up too. And I had such a rough time getting things organized tonight. I didn't get to. Tessica Brown was the girl who, I say girl, she's like 40 years old. You know, she ran out of her hair product. Jesse, you heard about this, right?
Nope.
This dumb bitch.
I heard like you said something about I won't spoil it, but that's all I heard.
Yeah, she ran out of her hair product, and actually Mimi knew what it was, and I forget what it was called, but she was trying to flatten her hair, which I should have just called her because apparently I don't have that problem. And she instead used Gorilla Glue in her hair to style it. And as you can imagine, it did not go well.
There are glues that you can use, but they are water-based.
So yeah, she probably heard
them out. You use like Elmer's, not fucking Gorilla Glue.
Lindsay, is your microphone on the right setting?
About, like you can use glue for like styling your hair and stuff.
You have to water it down and mix it with gel, but can use it.
Lindsay, listen to me. Is your microphone on the right setting? Do you have the same problem Tanner had where it auto-switched it? Check and make sure it's not set to your webcam microphone. Just curious. Right. Just curious.
I gotta remember how to do this.
It's the cog and then video audio. Anyway, I might be wrong. You just sound a little off, so I want you to check that for me.
I think she's having some internet problems from the looks of her camera feed. But, because that's actually, anybody that's seen that classic Mohawk picture of mine from a long time ago, that's how it was styled, was with Elmer's school glue. They didn't water it down or anything. She just, you put it in there and stuck it up.
Yeah, well, this girl,
it
washes right out.
That is better. So you had it set to your webcam, didn't you?
No, it went back to default for some reason.
Okay, you sound a lot better now. Okay.
Okay.
Don't yell at me next time. So she did that. She had her hair stuck there for a month and she finally, she went to the ER. She spent 20 hours in there. They tried to get it fixed. They could not. So she finally went to a black plastic surgeon in LA who offered to do it for free. And the only reason I say he's black is apparently he's like the only black plastic surgeon out there. So he just out of the kindness of his heart decided to do it for free. And she just got it all done. It's fixed. She had to cut a bunch of it off, but she's no longer stuck with the Gorilla Glue hair. The part that upset me, I mean, yeah, she did something stupid, but I mean, people do stupid things all the time. I mean, that's just how people are. It was particularly stupid, yes, but whatever. My thing is, so she started a GoFundMe for buying, basically she said buying new wigs and to cover medical expenses whenever this was all done. The last I checked, she asked for 1,000. She was at over 15,000 for this. So
God damn.
Because she put Gorilla Glue in her hair, she got 15,000 at least to cover all this stuff. The plastic surgeon did it for free. And this is the part that really upsets me, and hopefully it is now not a thing anymore since she got it fixed. She had talked about possible litigation against Gorilla Glue because she felt, because it said, do not put in your, I think it's don't touch your skin, clothes, or eyes, because it didn't specifically say hair, it was misleading.
What?
My high school English teacher used to read off obscure, stupid shit on products because of people like her suing places because they did dumb stuff. There was a legit one of a car that says, do not drive into brick wall.
Yeah.
My God.
So that's pretty dumb. And I was waiting for the shoe to drop and for her to say that she was suing Gorilla Glue because of this, because then that would have put me over the edge. But as it stands now, dumb person did dumb thing. And you can just imagine also, just real quick, all the people, because I don't know if you guys know this. I've seen it occasionally. There are some shady racists out there who took the story of this African-American girl who put Gorilla Glue in her hair and decided to have some fun with it.
Made some dumb shit with it, too.
So, you know, fuck those guys. Just, I know that doesn't need to be said, but I'm saying it anyway. Fuck those guys. But apparently the tale of Tessica Brown, a.k.a. Gorilla Glue Hair Girl or whatever, is over. So, okay.
But also, there is solvent for Gorilla Glue. I wonder, surely she tried that at some point.
When they went to the ER, they did.
Okay, and then it didn't dissolve at that point?
No, because it had already been a month at that point. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But they could not do that. So Michaela said, yeah, I saw something today where she said she was never going to sue Gorilla Glue or the hospital she went to. She doesn't know where anyone got that from. It was reported on TMZ whether or not, and TMZ also got the exclusive rights to film her hair getting fixed. So whether or not it's true or not, I mean, we'll never know.
Yeah, so probably just some clickbaity bullshit. Though somebody said that and there's like, you know, I wonder if I could talk to Gorilla Glue about a settlement deal.
I have no doubt that she probably did at some point think, can I make more money off this? I mean, she made 15,000 plus off of her GoFundMe. She, and people sue for dumber shit, so why not?
Yeah, that's true. Like, I mean, people sue for all sorts of stuff. Most people don't win, though. No. There are, like, you know, a lot of cases where they end up settling out of court. So, like, Gorilla Glue may have just told her, like, all right, well, if you say none of this ever happened,
like, basically
signed this NDA, like, you know, it was, and then, you know, claim that it was your fault for doing something stupid, we'll give you 20 grand because, you know, it's a massive company and that's, for PR, that's, like, it's nothing. It's chump change.
There's also, speaking of that, of settlements, there was a 14, I believe, year old kid who used cheat tools in Fortnite and Epic Games. I think it's Epic Games, right? They're the ones that do Fortnite?
Yeah.
Okay. They ended up suing the 14-year-old kid for a large amount of money because he used this cheat tool. This was before he was caught doing it, before it became so rampant that, like, they were having trouble catching these people. And they settled out of court this week. They didn't say for how much, but the fact that Epic Games sued a 14-year-old kid itself is just fuck.
Gotta send a message. Put his head on a pike.
I guess. Fuck. Fucking hell. Other
thing. The message here, kids, is don't cheat.
Yes. No, the message is don't get caught. It's the old Eddie Guerrero. It's only cheating if you get caught. All right. CD Projekt, we don't have a ton of time to talk about this stuff because we ended up ranting about the cancel culture
Johnny
stuff
Depp
for a while.
Amber Heard.
Right.
My bad, y'all.
CD Projekt Red, Jesse, did you guys talk about this on Nerd Up at all?
No, typically we don't talk about, like, the inner workings and that kind of stuff. We just talk about, like, news of shit coming out and
gotcha. We'll keep it quick. CD Projekt Red basically got hacked. And actually, the reason I brought it up wasn't even so much for that, because I'm pretty sure everyone knows this story already. Did you see the letter that the kids, that the ransom note, did you see it?
No.
It says, hello, CD Projekt. You have been epically pwned.
Sounds about right. Go on.
Well, the rest of it's not that bad. It's we've dumped full copies of the source codes from your Perforce server. Is that performance? I don't know. For Cyberpunk 2077, Witcher 3, Gwent, and the unreleased version of Witcher 3, we have also dumped all of your documents relating to accounting, administration, legal, HR, investor relations, and more. Also, we have decrypted all of your servers, but we understand that you can most likely recover from backups. If we will not come to an agreement, then your source code will be sold or leaked online, and your documents will be sent to our contacts in gaming journalism. Your public image will go down the shitter even more, and people will see how shitty your company functions. Investors will lose trust in your company, and the stock will dive even lower. You have 48 hours to contact us. Needless to say, CD Projekt Red did not do it. They said, we will not negotiate with them. We will not talk to them. And sure enough, today, it was announced that they did sell all of that in a dark web auction for an undisclosed amount of money. So
to CD Projekt Red.
probably.
This is fucked up. There's a lot of people that are saying that they deserved it because they released Cyberpunk in the state that they did. And like, fuck you, man. That's so stupid to... Because again, even at its worst, if CD Projekt Red released Cyberpunk in an unfinished state for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One to the point that it was unplayable, which they kind of did... It still doesn't give someone else the right to not only ruin the lives of the people that made that decision, but also all of the people that work at the company who have nothing to do with it. You're talking about ruining this company, putting how many people out of business if it's true what they're doing. And that's just ridiculous. I don't care how petty you are about the fact that you can't play Cyberpunk right now or that you were upset with how the game came out. This is adult talk, and you shouldn't be having this conversation with us.
And what's sad is a lot of those people play it on PC, and it was stable. On PC and Series X.
And PS5.
Like, yeah, I mean, it had question, yeah. Bugs, but no more than your standard Bethesda game.
Right. Actually, probably less than Bethesda. And the ones that did have were funny. They're very funny.
because I understand that it was unplayable on PS4 and Xbox One. And that's real shitty because that game was supposed to come out on those consoles.
Yeah, the way they went about it was... It was
sold for those two consoles. They just had forwards compatibility.
It was very shitty what they did. What CD Projekt Red did was very morally questionable. Yes, ethically questionable. But it doesn't give someone else the right to, you know, do this.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, no, like, it doesn't give you a right to, like, ruin the lives of hundreds of people.
And the other thing I saw that specifically that I wanted to mention was them saying, we'll send this info to our friends in gaming journalism. As a journalist, if anyone ever sent me anything like that, I would not use it. Because, again, ethically, you can't in good conscience use something like that. And that was the same problem I had with Parler. When they hacked Parler and they're like, oh, we're going to release all this terrible shit. I had problems with the fact that, like, it's just ethically, it's a gray area and it makes me feel greasy. I don't like it. Tanner, you look like you were going to make
one of those things, like a lot of those people deserved what happened.
But the way they went about it was just, I don't know. And especially something like this, if I'm a gaming journalist and someone sends me this story, I don't know if I would run it just on ethical standards. Tanner, what's up?
That's the thing. You're an ethical person. You have ethics that prevent you from doing something like that. I'm going to be honest with you. Majority of people in media nowadays, they don't have those.
Well, no.
Nowadays. Like, that's new.
And his argument is why he doesn't want to be in any part of mainstream media.
That is right.
It's true. Yeah, that is a huge part of it. But who knows what we'll see about this. This could be something big. We'll find out. And then we were going to talk about the Trump impeachment, but good Lord, we're at what, 35 minutes now, 40 minutes. We still got to get this list. So,
so sad that someone derailed the conversation earlier.
Yeah, I think Lindsay, we can push this back another week. Let's just fill the rest of the time with talk about Donald Trump. Then Tanner,
I mean, we're having good conversation right now. I'm perfectly fine. No. If we push it back.
No.
Tanner,
nope, I'm gonna do this.
You okay, Tanner?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, here's all I'll say about the Trump impeachment trial, because we can talk about it more next week. It's not over yet. The defense just rested today, the impeachment, House impeachment managers or whatever. Here's what I'm going to say about it before we find out what happens, because by next week, I think they'll probably have a verdict and it will be not guilty, because my stance on this is a gigantic waste of time. I think it's a waste of time. I really do. And people go, but you have to hold people accountable. And I think you absolutely do. But here's my problem with it. I'll make it quick. When this happened... And Donald Trump was leaving office everyone was shaming him. Everyone was talking about what a shitty president he was. Even the Republicans, people like Ted Cruz, everybody was coming out and saying he's awful. What he did was awful. He will go down as one of the most shameful presidents in the world. You should have left it at that. Because by charging him and taking him to court again, all you have done is give Republicans an excuse. You give Donald Trump another excuse to say, look how I was acquitted again. They didn't convict me. This is a sham. It's a witch hunt. You're just giving them more ammo and more fuel for that because you're not going to convict Donald Trump. They were never going to convict Donald Trump, and they're still not going to convict Donald Trump. This was a waste of time, and it makes Donald Trump look good to the people that support him. If you had just let it go, he would have left as a shameful president, and now he's a fucking martyr.
Let's be fair. Nothing was going to change the minds of people that support him. Even if he was guilty and everything else, nothing was going to change their minds. What this did do was, like, it added to everybody that's still just kind of on the fence. You know, maybe a lot of them went ahead and voted Trump because he's Republican, but they're like, I don't really like this guy. And now that they're seeing, like, all these Republicans, like, no, yeah, he was clearly responsible for this insurrection in the Capitol, but the Republicans still voted against it. Like, I actually think the Democrats did what they wanted to do here. Like, that's basically targeting and trying to sway some people that are still on the fence that will vote one way or the other, Republican or Democrat, depending on the candidate.
So I disagree with that. I don't entirely disagree with it because I also see what they were trying to do. But even the first impeachment trial, when we had talked about people who were on the fence and like everything Trump's done in the last 4 years, it's going to count. But then you look at the numbers, more people voted for Donald Trump in the 2020 election than they did in 2016. Yeah, he still lost because more people came out for Biden. But the fact is, you know, people talk about Biden had the most votes in an election history. But again, who was number two on that list now? Donald Trump in the same year. So it didn't seem like it hurt his base at all. It added to it. So what's this going to do? Could this potentially add to his base? Is this going to fuel more people to think up fucking conspiracy theories? Because to you and me and Lindsay and Shelby and possibly Tanner, when we hear stuff like this, we can separate, you know, sensibly what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, what's clearly bullshit, what's fact. You know, for us, it's fine. But you have people like these fucking QAnon supporters who legitimately believe the dumb shit that they read on the internet with no proof, no evidence to back it up. So how many more people are going to turn to the side of Donald Trump and to the quote unquote Republicans? They might not be even Republicans much longer because they're talking about forming another conservative party in the fucking ruins of what used to be the Republican Party. So could this damage it long term, or could this create a divide between the Republicans that will ensure that Democrats will forever win everything from now on? I don't know. I'm frustrated.
No, like I don't think it was a waste of time. I think this was very necessary. And yeah, like I don't think he's going to get convicted, but also going back to your other point about like the record number of people showing up, it was just a record number of people showing up with like how news works and how the internet works and everybody getting the news and everything. You also had from 2016 to now, you had, you know, 4 years of like new voters coming up and registering, people learning like how to get to where they can vote with the prevalence of like, I have to imagine a lot of people did not know mail-in ballots were a thing before this election. Like, there's a lot of reasons why this was the largest turnout in history.
Or at a minimum, how to go about getting them and what sort of deadlines you have for it.
Yeah, and also, like, COVID how to register to vote, because there were so many things. Twitter, Facebook, like, all over the internet.
Two coworkers register
over their phones. There were a lot of people that didn't understand deadlines, didn't understand how to register to vote, like, how to do stuff in their state. But a lot of the social media companies and a lot of the people on the internet in general really put up a lot of resources up to kind of help like increase voter turnout
on both sides.
Like, that's what happened
on both sides, obviously.
Yeah. Like, I mean, right, they lost by quite a bit, but
what about the other point? You know, do you think this splinters the Republican Party to the point that they will never hold office again?
I think that it's good that Trump doesn't get impeached, because that allows him to run for president again. And I think he will run under his own party. And yeah, I think we got a bull moose situation again.
Well, I say if anything else, maybe it will weed out so that like the Republicans that aren't just complete dirtbags will go back to the core Republican beliefs, and these psychopaths will have their new party.
Or
I think it very well could splinter the Republican Party, because like I said, you could have Trump run again in 4 years under his own third party, because I don't think the Republicans are going to put him on the primary again. And then you've got...
Well, see, I have to say I disagree with one thing on there that both you and Lindsay said. I don't think that the Trump people will form their own party. I think they have inherited the Republican Party. I think it is the Republicans who will go and form their own party, and Trump will be left with the Republican title.
Would be bad.
Same situation, but I just think it's reversed.
Because, yeah, basically what would end up happening there, if Trump gets the Republican nomination and then... Well, no, yeah, that would be fine. No, because the people that helped us beat Trump would then vote for the third party, but nobody votes for third party, so it doesn't matter.
Well, that's not true. We know people that voted for third party. It just didn't matter.
I think the only reason that people would vote for a third party is if Donald Trump is the head of that party.
Yes.
Nobody's going to vote for, if Mitt Romney runs as a third party. And Mitt Romney's a pretty big household name. Nobody's going to vote for Mitt Romney.
Depending on who's running on the Democratic side, I might vote for Mitt Romney. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Kaz said, real quick, I want to mention this, said, never forget, Hitler was ousted, arrested, in prison for 7 years. He got out, came back, and the Third Reich rose to prominence, and the Earth paid the price. Yeah, I will never give Hitler any credit for anything, because he was awful, obviously a very evil man. But the difference in level of intelligence between how Hitler presented himself and the Nazi Party versus how Trump presents himself and the Republican Party, world of difference there. Hitler was a fantastic speaker. He was he had a presence. I don't understand Donald Trump's presence. I don't understand Donald Trump's appeal. I just don't. And I have asked people who do support Trump to talk to me, tell me what you find appealing about him, but all they can ever muster is the same fucking Trump bullshit regurgitated by every single person that follows Trump. They don't give any facts or any good reason. They just toe the line over and over again. So I stopped asking.
Most of them don't even tell me good things about Trump. Anytime I've ever asked a Trump, because I know several Trump supporters because of where I work. And they never give me anything positive about Trump. They just talk about how corrupt Biden is, how awful the Democrats are.
Or crooked Hillary.
They can never support somebody that's, pro-abortion.
Yeah, or crooked Hillary.
Or any of those kind of things.
The butcher of Benghazi. I remember, I know I bring her name up occasionally, and sometimes it's in a stupid way, but legitimately, Allie once told me about her parents and how they just kept talking about Hillary. How can you support Hillary? She's awful. She's terrible. She's corrupt and all this. And when she would press them, well, why do you say that? What makes her corrupt? Their reasoning was just, she just is. Because they don't have any fucking proof. They're just so anti-Democrat, and a lot of them are anti-woman, because they don't want to see a woman in power either, that they just make it up, and it's fine for them. They don't need evidence. It's like the
corona. Trump and Fox News told them that Hillary was corrupt, and so therefore she is.
They believe it. What they don't believe, I talked to somebody about this earlier today, and then we're going to get to the Golden Girls, I promise, which sounds like a weird fucking statement, a transition. But I was talking to someone about the coronavirus and how they don't believe that it's a real thing. They don't think it's dangerous. And I also know them to be religious. So I asked them, why is it they can give you facts and data and proof that this is a thing and you choose not to believe it? But then the religion side, you have faith and you have words from someone thousands of years ago, and you take that as fact. Why? And they couldn't explain it to me. It just is. And I don't get it. I don't get it. It's frustrating.
Ugh. Once they start accepting facts, then they have to look into some of their core beliefs, and then that's very, very scary.
I find most people that follow the Bible treat it like an a la carte. They pick what the things they like, and they ignore the things that don't. So,
yeah, no, that's absolutely true.
All right, I'm done ranting. Lindsay, take the show over. I'm going to just close my video out, and I'm leaving.
Bye, Shannon.
Bye, guys. You guys have a great show.
So, Lindsay, what's our list?
Okay, so this week's was kind of more of a challenge in a way. One of my friends from college, Ariel, and her boyfriend Ben back in December were having a discussion that got posed to me of if they were to recast the Golden Girls or make like a second generation, who would you want to see in it? And I played along with their little list, read what other people said, and the part of it that I kind of liked the beginning premise of personally is that it's more of a second generation, not necessarily just replacing the women that we know. And like in my headcanon, I kind of see it as when Blanche passed away, her kids got the house with the forerunner that the other women that were there had priority over being tenants for as long as they wanted to be. And at this point, Rose or Betty White is the only one that is left. And she's saying goodbye to the house one last time. And that's when the new tenants come in that we meet for the whole new shebang.
The new crew.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. I never watched Golden Girls, but, you know, I...
Poor thing. It's so good. It's still worth watching.
You know, I say that, like, if you look at my Hulu, you'd be convinced otherwise. Because for whatever reason... and I don't know if it's still on there now because it hasn't done this to me in a while. But if I finish watching a show on Hulu while I go to bed, yeah. I wake up and I'm four seasons into The Golden Girls.
Because it's just next in line and it just starts playing.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, you might like this one. Here you go.
Oh, but it's so good. Like, seriously, if you liked any of, like, you know, no, you would just like it. Because I know darn well you liked Boy Meets World and Family Matters and, like, all of those type of sitcoms. And it's... in that exact same, like, stent.
I mean, like, I'm sure, like, that's right there with, like, you know, that, like, Frasier, Cheers, and a bunch of those other shows. Uh-huh. I'm sure I would love.
See, I'm rewatching Frasier right now, just because Niles and Daphne are amazing, and I love them.
But, yeah, I can't, I don't know, I've got so many other things to watch.
And that's fine. As far as that goes, but it's worth a watch if you're bored and want something on the background.
Fair enough.
And it's pretty entertaining.
And yeah, those ladies can pass really some funny. Serious shade.
Yeah. They've had many years of experience doing it, so they are very good at it.
Shannon, get your ass back in here.
What?
I didn't realize on the feed he turned it off.
It just looks like he's sitting in
you
the
can
dark
be
now.
The dolphin.
No.
Fine.
I like Angry Puppet Shannon though.
But yes, anyway, so tonight basically posing what four women would you want to see come back as the show. I also threw out on Tuesday that it doesn't necessarily have to be women. We could mix it up. There could be a guy in the mix, whatever, you know? Just
That's because I said I wanted Idris Elba.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a bad...
Is Idris Elba over 60?
One of the lists that I read off of Ariel's feed, someone threw, like, Elton John in there. So...
Idris Elba can be anything he wants to be. It doesn't matter how old he is.
Pretty cool.
I would watch that.
Elton John living in a house with a bunch of old ladies.
That would be hilarious.
All right, so who wants to start this one off?
Dibs.
All right, Teddy, you go first.
So... I know, Lindsay, what you were saying, like, in your headcanon, but in my headcanon, this is.
I mean, if you want to replace them to recast Dorothy, Sophia, Blanche, Rose, whatever, that's fine.
So in my head, I'm doing a full recast. Same show, okay. Just recast. And so if that's the case, then this is my first pick.
Well, then you need to say who they're going to replace then, if that's the case, because so I did not do it that way.
My replacement for Sophia
is
none other than Betty White. Got to have her on there.
Okay, so she's going to take over the mother role. Does that mean one... Did Rose have a daughter? Because it could be the case of maybe one of Rose's kids is moving in.
Well, see, in my head, it's not so much same universe. It's maybe... It's just completely recast. Like, it's like it never happened
just
before.
She's okay.
Yeah.
That would be trippy, though.
That would be really trippy. But you couldn't have... Like, as long as she's alive, you can't not have her on there.
That's why I wanted it like a cameo-type role of either her saying goodbye, or the other option would be that rather than Blanche's kids getting the house, Rose got the house, and now she's the landlord as far as bringing other people in.
Yeah.
But I don't know that Rose could handle being a landlord.
So, but yeah, no, just Betty White in there making her dirty jokes. playing Sophia.
I'd be fine with that. I think Betty White needs to be part of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Shannon, I just want to let you know that the dolphin is killing Shelby. She can't handle it.
Well, I do.
Because the dolphin is so bad.
I do it for Shelby. Hold on one second. Hold on.
I mean, we have to wait for the delay anyways.
Hey, Shelby.
Yes.
Shelby hasn't heard that story yet. I was actually just telling her that at the beginning of the show, and then I completely forgot. We got distracted with something.
Okay. That hurts, Shannon. Right,
so are we doing this with just like our top five candidates, or are we doing just like four people that we think should be in there?
That you would feel, you would be interested in seeing in it, I guess would be the best way.
You want me to
do
all my four and then just
yes.
go on
the next
part?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
No, let's do one at a time because we're gonna overlap.
I just feel like it's more of a pool of anyways because we can be like, ooh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
All right.
About tired of that goddamn dolphin upstaging me. I keep saying it's my show. It's not. It's his.
You bring it on yourself.
Okay.
All right, so Lindsay, who goes next?
I don't know. Shannon directs this stuff. I just come up with the ideas.
The now, dolphin's here.
Hold on. I'll bring him back.
Now he's gone.
Dolphin, who's next?
Hold on. He's got to put his makeup on. His tongue sticking out. All right. Let's say... Jesse.
Okay. Shelby very much does not want me to steal one of her favorites. So I'm going to start with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I love Jamie Lee Curtis. And yes, Tanner, that's why I said let's not do them all at one time.
Jamie Lee Curtis was actually the first person that I told Ariel back in December.
Yeah, but who'd you guys pick her to play, though?
Oh, no, I have not watched the show.
In my mind, I wasn't replacing them. I was like, this is the next set of women moving into the house.
This one's called Golden Girls. That's how I was Golden thinking. Girls, the Next Generation.
Kind of.
So, Tanner, you can say Patrick Stewart.
That's not how I picked, so I'm just not going to worry about anybody stealing any of mine.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right, we don't have a ton of time, so let's go down the track. Shelby, your turn.
Jessica Lange, the woman from American Horror Story.
I think it's just Lang.
Okay.
Ooh. Is it Lang?
It's Lang.
I don't know if it's Lang or Lange.
That's a good one, though.
It's a good one.
That was the one that's at the very top of my list, and Shelby saw it and was like, no! No!
I gave you Jamie Lee Curtis for that. I took her off my list.
So Jamie Lee Curtis is number two on my list.
I looked over, we like looked at each other's lists, and I was like, you can't have her. She's mine.
And I was like, you best hope you go first.
I was like, look, I'll give you her.
No, that's the case where you're like, I'm first. I volunteer, I'm first.
I gave her Jessica Lange.
I'll say my first one, Sally Field.
Ooh, I didn't think of that one.
Sally Field in the kind of Beatrice role of the common sense, intelligent, warm one is what I would say. So. Not necessarily in that role specifically, but just something similar. Because
sort of
I
like air about her.
I would also keep the Rose is the owner of this place and she's renting it out or something like that. But I wouldn't put her in the Sophia role. I would put her as more of the crazy old woman that calls occasionally or something. Because I think, you know, if we were really doing this, Betty White's in her 90s at this point. I don't think she could. I don't think she'd be on set acting anytime soon. Let's put it that way.
She could take on the Stan role and be that occasional, like every few episodes I show up type thing.
Well, I legit.
She still does the occasional commercial cameo, but she's literally just stands there for it.
Yeah, because so I don't.
That woman's 99. I still think she could do anything.
I don't think she can literally move around because I remember I saw her on SNL. She did the Californians, the last skit, and they literally had to hold her up the entire time. So I don't know how well she would do, again, acting on set, but near here nor there. Lindsay, go ahead.
My first one on my list is Meryl Streep because I love that woman. And I can find her being more of the free-spirited theater type that's just, like, constantly getting them into, let's go do this, let's go do this.
I like her perfume, versatility. No one's going to get that joke. It's fine.
Nope.
I look like a corpse, so it's all good. I miss that fucking dolphin. I need to make a hole here in the desk where he can just sit up and talk for me. Or maybe I'll get like an animated avatar, like Corpse Husband.
Whatever. You have those. You complain every time someone switches over to an animated avatar.
I'm sorry. Do I not complain about myself and hate myself?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Let's go back to the top. Tanner.
So for my recast, or not my recast, my reboot, I should say, I'm picking Kathy Kinney for Rose.
I'm not placing a face with that name.
Yeah, I don't think I know
Mimi
that actress.
Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
Oh, okay.
Mimi.
Yes.
Jesse, she's the one that wore the clown makeup.
Yeah.
And a giant moo-moo.
Yeah.
And the giant moo-moo.
You didn't watch that one?
Jesse,
what is wrong with you?
Hey, it's fine. Fun. Hey, finally, someone else is getting this treatment.
It's so weird. The first time I saw her not in the Mimi makeup, I'm just like, that's the same person?
My first time hearing Craig Ferguson not with the British accent.
To be fair, that's the same thing I thought about Mimi when I saw her without makeup. Not in an insulting way. Ooh. She's beautiful both ways. It's just Mimi has a very set, specific makeup she puts on. So when she wasn't wearing it, I was like, wow, you look completely different. Still gorgeous, but just different. You can be two things at once, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse, it's your turn.
It is.
All right, so I know she's not 60, but I'm counting it because she turned 60 in May. Leah Thompson is my next one.
Too young.
Wow.
Too young, too sexy. Nope.
She turned 60 in May.
I still remember the movie she was in, the really tiny underwear, and she was going to have sex with a duck.
Howard the Duck. I love that movie.
She probably wouldn't have enjoyed it, though.
The Future, which is a movie more people have seen.
Yes.
But Howard the Duck is a great movie, and everybody should watch it.
Although, you know, I actually liked the actress that played her character in the first Back to the Future more than her, as weird as that sounds. Nope, that's a different actress. I'm thinking of...
She played the mom, not the girlfriend.
I'm thinking, who replaced the girlfriend? Because the girlfriend got replaced in 2 and 3 for some reason.
She did. I feel bad because I don't know her name. I don't know the one that replaced her name.
I'm looking it up. Go ahead. Y'all continue. I'll tell you. I'll jump in when I find it.
They also replaced Crispin Glover. He wasn't in the second or third film. Yes. In fact, he sued them over archival footage. Anyway, let's go to Shelby.
My next one is going to be Allison Janney. She voiced Goldie O'Guilt in DuckTales, and she was Margot Needler from The Addams Family.
She was also in The West Wing, wasn't she? I'm pretty sure that's where I saw it on originally, was The West Wing. But yeah, Allison Janney.
She was in a lot of stuff.
She is. She's a good actress. I really like her.
She's a really good voice actor, too. She's also in like American Dad and Family Guy. And I think she was in Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. She was the doctor or something.
I've never seen that one. I'm not 100% sure on that one.
I actually didn't watch it either. I just remember seeing like snips of it. And I was like, hey.
Recognize you?
Yeah.
Yes, Michaela. She's also on Mom. I saw that recently that she was in that. I've never watched that show, but I did hear about it. I'll do... Go ahead, Tanner.
I was just saying, she was also in The Help, which was a phenomenal movie.
Oh, yes.
Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
I don't recognize the name.
Pause for groans. For groans.
What's she
give
in?
Give me a face to go with the name.
Really?
I'm bad.
IMDb.
Hey, I'm getting it. Red. She just did a movie recently with Ian McKellen.
This doesn't help me.
Oh, sorry. I was distracted. I was texting. Helen Mirren. She was in Red. She was in... fuck.
No, never mind. I know which movie it is. Where like it's her and Ian McKellen are both like spies on different ends. Okay. No, I know who it is now. Okay.
Yes, she would be the Blanche role for me. Because she's still gorgeous.
Yes,
so,
that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I could totally see her in that role.
Because even if they rebooted it, even if they, redid it, you still would have archetypes that the characters would be, and she would be that character role. Also, Ben Martin said, wait, are you not faking not knowing Helen Mirren? Wait, are you not faking not knowing? Oh,
okay. Oh, sorry, Ben. No, I've looked her up on IMDb. I know who she is. I didn't recognize the name off the top of my
head. I'm terrible at names. Like, I can see a face and not know the name. So, yeah, I'm just bad at that.
I forgot she was in the second National Treasure.
She's been in a lot.
I never watched that.
I absolutely know who she is now. And I knew who she was. I just, the name
I like to
didn't
think,
immediately hit me.
I like to
she
think
was also on Frasier.
Ben's not actually watching the show. He just felt a disturbance in the force when you said that and logged in to, like, give you shit. Like,
wait a second.
All right, Lindsay.
Okay, so my next one is kind of in the vein of Shannon's first one, Diane Keaton, as for, like, the wholesome, almost like the new Rose type role.
Okay, I could see that. Basically, just take any actress you liked in the 80s, and now she's in this show. It's how I look at it. So... yeah, that was the only one I had though with those two. Now I'm just gonna make them up as I go. Back to Jesse.
That's fine.
And let's do it quickly because we're over on time, I think.
Okay. So my next one.
No, wait a minute. No, Tanner. Tanner next. I'm sorry.
We're used to Jesse going first.
I am.
So I know. Again, I know he took said it earlier, but I'm picking Jamie Lee Curtis for Dorothy.
Fine. Yeah. No.
You can't pick the same person twice.
He's doing his in a different way. It's fine. We just all love Jamie Lee Curtis. That's all there is to it.
Very much so.
All right, Shelby, I'm going to let you have that one. Because that was going to be my next one, but you can have it.
Well, you're next anyway.
Nah, I know. So I'm telling you.
You are. Yep. All right. So now, Jesse.
My next one's going to be Joanna Cassidy.
No, again, I'm drawing a blank on that one.
Name I don't recognize again.
Not the only one that drew a blank. She was in Blade Runner and Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Was she the Eddie's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
I vaguely have an idea. So, okay. Shelby.
I basically did that thing Shannon talked about. Okay. I went to movies that I liked from the 80s and was like, oh, yeah, she's great.
That's not what I said. But, yeah, I mean...
I did the opposite where I just did a search of actresses 60 or older and saw who came up.
Fair enough.
I did that too. And I was like, I know that movie, so I know this person.
Shelby.
All right, Whoopi Goldberg.
I think someone else mentioned Whoopi Goldberg in the chat.
Yeah, a couple of people did in the comments. And that's the one that I said I was going to let her have because that was another one both of us sort of. Like, I was looking her up, I was like, oh yeah, she'd be great. And then Shelby saw me typing, was like, she's on my list. No.
Oh, Whoopi, I would see in a Sophia role. Just dress her up even older and her be the smart aleck one.
Whoopi is good in anything. So there's not much you can
do. You're not wrong.
Me? All right. Making them up as I go. I just had somebody in my mind and now I'm blanking now, so... Lindsay, you go next, and then I'll think of it. I'll try to remember it.
So, my next one, I would definitely want her to be a neighbor, because what I would honestly want to happen desperately, I would feel bad about killing off her husband. So, she needs to be a neighbor, but I need Marie Jo Payton to return as Harriet Winslow, and her and Carl have retired and moved to Florida, and so she's the new neighbor of them.
I have to recast Carl.
No, you're thinking of Uncle Phil.
Reginald Man Johnson's still alive.
Jesse's thinking of Uncle Phil.
You're thinking of Uncle Phil.
No,
that's why I said
Uncle Phil.
No, he's still around. I can't kill him off. I would feel bad.
I know Uncle Phil is dead, but there's somebody else from. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Unless they haven't updated his info, he's still alive.
I believe you because I haven't looked it up.
Reginald.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Carl Winslow.
Family Matters.
Still alive.
Yes, we know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we've established this.
Okay.
Jesse.
I believe all of you.
Now, I will tell you, Jesse, the daughter from Family Matters passed away.
So. No, it was the girlfriend, Myra.
That's what I meant. Yeah, my bad.
The girl that played Myra passed away because in the last season she was suffering from stage 4 cancer.
Yes, that's the one. The one that was in love with Urkel.
Super sad, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Lindsay. Hey, do you have any stories about the Land Before Time?
You do.
Oh.
Yep.
What about Poltergeist? He's going to hit all of them? All right. I still couldn't think of the other person. So let's just go back to Tanner.
So the only character I haven't picked for so far in my route is Blanche, and I'm going to go with Dolly Parton.
And you also just reminded me of mine. I'll say it real quick. Reba McEntire.
It's also a good one.
Yes.
But yeah, I feel like Dolly Parton would make a great Blanche.
Yeah. Yeah. How old is Dolly Parton?
Oh, God, she is...
She's in her 70s, isn't she, at this point?
She's like 73. I think
75.
She's in her 75.
Okay. All right. Jesse, probably.
Yes. Yeah. All right. I know this is the last one, but I got two that I want to mention. Gina Davis and and Jackie Harry.
Second one I'm blanking which on
ones,
the name.
Which one's Jackie Harry?
She was the mom in Sister Sister.
Oh.
Okay,
loud.
Yeah. I like her a lot.
Jackie,
yep.
Also, Crazy Hat Lady from Girl Meets World.
Yes. I love that cameo.
Yes.
I think I'm also going to mention, too, because I can't decide between which one I would pick more. It's either Michelle Pfeiffer or... Kim Cattrall, or Cattrall, however you say her name. She's Samantha from Sex and the City.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get her to do anything right now. She didn't want to come back for Sex and the City, so.
It's not that she didn't want to come back. They didn't ask her to.
Oh, is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
That's awkward.
She's too busy with this Golden Girls reboot.
All right, Lindsay, let's do your last one, because I have nothing.
You're out. Okay, well, yeah. My last one, I feel like Shelby should at least appreciate. Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah. Be a good one.
All right. Well, that was great.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Sorry. distracted.
Shelby
suddenly.
Did appreciate it.
I did appreciate it.
It's okay.
All right, so was that really five? Did we name all of them?
We only did four. Because there's
Only four. That's true.
Yes.
Jessing and I did five.
All right. Yeah. Well, really quick.
If you want to go with extras that I had written down, I also wrote down Jane Lynch and Carol Burnett for options.
Oh, man. Those two would be like those two together in the show.
Jesse and Shepard, what's your other two? What's your other two?
What?
I said, what was your other two?
I also had Janet Hubert. She was the first mom in Fresh Prince.
Okay.
The
original Aunt Viv.
Yep.
All good picks. All right. I think we've Golden Girled. Well, no, Shelby, you didn't tell me yours. Your other ones. Or was that together? Was that your list together?
Together. I mean, I've got a couple more on my list that I didn't mention.
Yeah, go ahead.
Billy Christie and Shirley Jones.
All good. Lindsay, you got any other extras?
No, that's all I had written down.
Tanner, what about you?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, I couldn't even complete the assignment, so.
That's okay. You had the dolphin.
Thank God.
Shannon, what about Linda Hamilton?
Ah,
that'd be good, but she's too angry.
She's so angry.
She's too angry to be in that role.
Or Sigourney Weaver.
Rosie Perez. I mean, again, just take any actress that you liked from the 80s. And now she's in this show. So, or make it animated and just bring back the original characters and have somebody else do their voices. Or use CG.
I don't like that idea.
Use CG.
Oh, don't use
Kaz,
CG.
Kaz just brought up a good one.
Who?
Please no.
Chang Pepe.
I have no idea who Chang Pepe is, but I feel it's offensive.
It's not. It's really not. Well, I'll drop it in the Discord.
Please tell.
Okay. Yeah, I know who that is.
Please tell us who Chang Pepe is. Hold on, I got to get there because
doesn't help me any. Oh, okay, now it does. I was looking at the other pictures and like, what's happening?
She was in Mulan.
The new one. Vaguely know it. All right, that's gonna do it for us. We're gonna get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with Horse Time. This should be a lot of fun. We'll talk about horses. We'll eat some oats. We have a special.
You'll sow some oats.
We have a special opening plan for tomorrow.
Oh no!
It's going to be a lot of fun that Hunter and I are going to do. It's a callback to one we've done before, but with a twist. That's all I want to say. You guys are going to have to tune in tomorrow for it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tanner, don't you shake your head at me. I wish Lindsay was around because I need her to do the part that she did before, but we'll make do. We'll have to find...
Okay. I know what you're doing.
So, a lot of fun.
I'm glad I'm working now.
Wow, you did so well the first time. All right.
Oh, yes. That's why you made fun of me for like a month afterwards.
It's probably longer than a month, honestly. I think on a cold, rainy night, you can still hear us making fun of you. All right.
Probably.
That's going to do it for us. Guys, thanks for tuning in to us at Podzilla1985.com. Of course, if you'd like to join us live every week, you can on Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. You can interact with us. You can watch us and our hair. And you can judge us like you're judging my hair. With that said, good night, guys. We'll see you tomorrow for horse time. We love you guys. Later.